Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We are broadcasting to you from Manchester, New Hampshire today from the Abiding Light Pentecostal Church. This is where this radio broadcast originates from and is sponsored by the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. We greet each and every one of you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We want to invite all of you listeners that have tuned in today to check us out on the web, and that is at abidinglightchurch.com. That is abidinglightchurch.com. And you can also look us up on the Facebook page. We have a Facebook page with information regarding the ministry over here at the Abiding Light, some of our mission work, and some of the things that we're doing over here at the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. That is at abidinglightchurch.com. And then also our Facebook is Abiding Light Pentecostal Church on the Facebook here in Manchester, Abiding Light Pentecostal Church. Check us out on the Facebook and also on the web. We want to thank all of you that have tuned in once again today. We're going to be bringing in today for a Bible study Pastor Rick DeRosier, Bible teacher, missionary, evangelist. The brother is going to be sharing a Bible study with those of you today that have tuned in on Is America in Bible Prophecy? This is something that is greatly debated amongst many theologians and men of God that are well studied in the Word, that would debate whether or not America is definitely within the prophetic scriptures of the Word of God. And we're going to bring Pastor DeRosier in today, and he is going to be doing a Bible study. Is America in the prophetic scriptures?
Is America in Bible prophecy? That is the question that we will endeavor to answer today. Now, there are many theologians, many pastors, many teachers that try to make things fit together that are not really in the Bible, that just doesn't fit with Scripture. We know one thing, that God has ordained the existence of this great nation. The pilgrims that came to this country in Plymouth in 1620 came for religious freedom. The first document formed for self-government was aboard the Mayflower, and it was called the Mayflower Compact, and it was founded upon biblical principles and became the basis for the Constitution of our great country. Even within the Declaration of Independence, quoting from it, it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Those founding fathers acknowledged the Bible and the Creator. Our Constitution is founded upon biblical principles, and this is why it has stood the test of time, because it's founded on the Bible. General George Washington prayed at Valley Forge. In his farewell address as president, he said, "Reason and experience both forbid us that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." Or to put it plain, without religious principle, there will be no national morality. And without morality, a nation is doomed to fail. John Adams, America's second president, said, "The United States Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." In other words, it was designed that good man, that moral man, would rule the country based on the principles of the Word of God. What is inscribed upon the houses of the U.S. Supreme Court, in many of our courtrooms, in government buildings? The Ten Commandments so influenced the founding fathers of America that they saw his direction for godly living as inseparable from their own governing. Friend, like it or not, America was founded as a Christian nation, and the Constitution has stood the test of time because it is founded upon biblical principles. Now the question, is America in Bible prophecy? Is America found within the pages of the Bible? Now we know, obviously, that the word America does not appear within the actual text of the Bible. Jesus in Matthew 24, in Luke 21, gave us the signs of the last days, that there would be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and pestilences and famines, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Are we seeing these signs today? Yes. Jesus said, when ye see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, then know that the desolation is near, even at hand. Is Jerusalem surrounded by armies? Yes. Is the Middle East a hot spot? Yes. This is Bible prophecy that is being fulfilled. And we as Christians and those who are not Christians should take notice that the Word of God is coming to pass. Let us look to the Word of God to answer this question. Is America in Bible prophecy? The Bible should make sense. And I would like to present to you an interpretation of Daniel chapter 7 that makes sense. Many try to fit in history and try to go back and put this in and put that in. But the Bible must harmonize itself. In other words, what God wrote in Genesis must be in agreement with what God wrote in Revelation, because God isn't confused. He knows what he is writing and does not contradict himself. Let us read then from the Bible, Daniel chapter 7 in verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And behold, in verse 5, another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this, in verse 6, I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Now some say, what does the book of Daniel have to do with us today? Well, let's continue, friend, and look to the Word of God, not to man's opinions, not to man's ideas, but to the Word of God, in comparing Scripture with Scripture, in spiritual things with spiritual, to gain an understanding of what does the Bible say? What does the Bible mean? Is the Bible pertinent to me today in 2013? Yes, friend, it is. I don't want to spend much time on what I don't believe this to be, because the common interpretation is to make this the same meaning as the second chapter of Daniel. And time would fail us now in this short broadcast to go into Daniel chapter 2. There's a vision that Daniel sees that is interpreted in the text itself, that the head of gold is Babylon, the arms and chest of silver are Medo-Persia, the belly of brass is Greece, and the legs of iron are Rome. Four empires that are described in the second chapter of Daniel. But to say that chapter 7 is the same meaning as chapter 2 does not agree with Scripture. The Bible interprets itself. Daniel 7:17. Now, friend, we must take the time to look at the Word of God. God has given us warning in the Scripture concerning our days that we must take heed to. Daniel 7:17. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. So the Bible explains that these beasts we read about are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. This is prophetic. Shall means something that will come to pass in the future. This is a prophecy of future kingdoms. And this vision occurs in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon. Babylon had already come to power. Belshazzar would be the last king of Babylon. You read in chapter 5 of Daniel how the kingdom is stripped from him. He's weighed in the balances and found wanting. And the kingdom is given to the Medes and Persians. So according to the context of the Scripture, these kings that shall arise, the first beast cannot be Babylon, if we hold true to the text. And the Bible says the fourth beast shall devour the whole earth, and it's different from the other kingdoms. Now, the common interpretation is here again that this fourth beast, being the same as chapter 2, is Rome. How did Rome differ from Greece? It didn't that much. They had the same gods, basically. The Grecian ways or Hellenistic culture was adapted by the Romans. And Rome never conquered the world like Alexander did. So if we take chapter 7:23, Rome cannot fit this fourth beast. But yet men try to cram the puzzle pieces together that just do not fit. Then what kingdoms do these beasts represent? The Bible says they're kingdoms. We know that much. They're kingdoms. Let us look at them one at a time. And I want to present to you an interpretation that makes sense, comparing scripture with scripture. The first in chapter 7, verse 4 of Daniel, was like a lion and had eagle's wings. The lion has traditionally been the official symbol of Great Britain. The coat of arms of Great Britain is the crown lion. So could then this lion be a representation of England and Great Britain? The eagle is the symbol of the United States of America, the great eagle. The great symbol of our country, America, is the eagle. And we know the United States came from Great Britain. So could this lion with eagle's wings be, in fact, a representation of America? Now, the scripture tells us, I beheld till the wings were plucked. The wings of the eagle represent power, strength, might. Without the great wingspan, some 7-foot wingspans, immense, mighty power of the great eagle that takes that great wingspan and soars in the heavens. But without the wings, the eagle would be powerless. It could not hunt. It could not soar. It could not, in fact, survive. The plucking in this scripture represents power being stripped one feather at a time. Friend, has our great nation lost power? If, in fact, this eagle, the lion with eagle's wings, represents America, then this then is a prophecy that we're seeing coming to pass right now. The eagle's wings are being plucked. We are losing power and liberties as a nation. Even right now, I'm sure you've heard in the news about this pastor, Saeed Abedini, who remains in prison after being sentenced 8 years in Iran for threatening national security with his church planning. An American citizen detained for preaching the gospel. There's been effort. Different organizations are trying to see this man freed and released. But there was a day, friend, that no country would have dared to touch an American citizen abroad because they would have faced immediate and swift retaliation. But that is no longer the case. We are no longer feared. We are no longer the great superpower that we once were. We hear of nuclear threats from North Korea, other countries, trouble in the Middle East. Bible prophecy is coming to pass. Jesus said you would hear of wars and rumors of wars. This would be a sign of the last days. And friend, are we not hearing on a daily basis of threats of nuclear attack and bombings and fightings and uprisings in the Middle East, in North Korea, in other countries that we know are very capable of producing destruction? The Bible describes all of these events that are coming to pass right now. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And we should take notice that we are in the last days. It's not time to play church. It's time to pray, to seek God, and to receive all that God has for his people. Now, the scripture says a man's heart was given unto this lion with eagle's wings, signifying compassion, softness. Now, America is a compassionate nation. Thank God that we are. We are very compassionate. We try to help. We try to aid. We do all that we can do. And thank God that we do. It is as we should do. But this again shows us the connection between America and this lion with eagle's wings. Now, verse 5 tells us another beast, a second, like to a bear. The bear has been widely recognized as the universal symbol of Russia in the various satellite nations during the era of the Soviet Union. The fact is, in political cartoons, historical essays, some of native Russian symbolism, the bear has been used to identify the Russian state. Time magazine once ran a major story that depicted Russia as a hungry bear on the front cover. Not too long ago, at about the same time the president was giving a State of the Union address, planes that were called by the NBC News Russian bear bombers were circling U.S. territory of Guam. The planes were capable of carrying nuclear missiles, and while they stayed in international airspace, the United States sent up F-15 jets to intercept them. But notice the names of these jets, Russian bear bombers. It has been traditionally accepted and received that the bear has been the symbol of Russia and the Soviet Union. But continuing on now to this third beast of chapter 7 of Daniel in verse 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast had four heads. Now, Daniel is seeing, I believe, a vision of end-time world powers. The winged leopard has long been associated with Asia and the Oriental peoples. China is the largest of the Asian countries or kingdoms of Asia. Could it be this winged leopard is representing China, and that Daniel, in fact, saw a dream, a vision of the end-time world powers? The United States, Great Britain, and its allies, Russia, the Soviet countries with their allies, and China with their allies. Are these not the three major world powers today? Now, I would like to compare Scripture to further explain and further shed light on this study in Bible prophecy. Because without Scripture, we have nothing. All my words, all my opinion, all your opinion means nothing without the solid proof and evidences of the Bible. If we could turn to Revelation chapter 13 and read from verse 1. Revelation 13 and verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Now notice the beast he saw. The beast I saw was like a leopard, and his feet the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power in his seat and his authority. We just read about these beasts in Daniel chapter 7. So in fact, this beast of Revelation chapter 13 is a conglomeration or a coming together of these kingdoms that Daniel saw. The largest being the body, the leopard. China is the greatest population, the Asian countries of China. The feet of the bear, the characteristic of conquering and destruction. The mouth of a lion, the diplomatic capabilities of Great Britain and America. Revelation 13 is describing the Antichrist kingdom. And we can't take the time to fully go into chapter 13, Revelation, right now, but it's referring to the Antichrist kingdom, a new world government that will be controlled by a one-man dictator whom the Bible calls the Antichrist. This is Bible. This is not conspiracy theory or some off-the-wall, out-there idea. This is the Word of God that is up to date, that is eternal. Revelation 13 is referring to a coming world kingdom that will be formed, obviously, from the existing kingdoms, which are the major superpowers: America, England, Russia, China, the same beasts, the same kingdoms that Daniel saw. What has been referred to by some as the new world order. This is Bible, friend. And we must take notice of the Word of God and understand that we're in the last days, not that we'll be afraid, not that we'll be fearful. Daniel said, the people that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. God has promised to pour out his Spirit in these last days to bring about a great harvest of souls before the coming of the Lord. It's time, saints of God, to realize the day and the hour and the time in which we are in and pray. And that knowing the time, Paul wrote in Romans 13, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Daniel describes this fourth kingdom, and I purposely saved it until after Revelation 13 because it makes more sense after you compare that scripture with it. Verse 23 said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth. Thus said he, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse, different from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth. And it shall tread down and break it in pieces. Notice this fourth kingdom shall devour the whole earth. The Antichrist will rule the world. It will stamp in pieces. It is a grouping together of the end time world powers to form a one world government. So we see in the Word of God that Daniel saw a vision of four beasts, a lion with eagle's wings, a bear and a leopard with four wings and four heads, that are also described in Revelation 13 as all these beasts coming together into one kingdom, with the Antichrist being its head. The coming world government. This is Bible prophecy. As we look at the scriptures, the lion with eagle's wings, England again having the symbol of the lion, Great Britain, the crown, the lion is the coat of arms of Great Britain. The great eagle being the symbol of the United States of America. The bear has been depicted in cartoons, in advertisements, in symbolism as Russia, the Soviet Union, and the Asian leopard, also the Asian tiger, as a symbol of China and those Asiatic nations, which are the three end-time world powers that will come together to form a world government. But as we continue on reading the book of Daniel, I'd like to read verse 22. To sum this all up, because God has the final say. Until the Ancient of Days came, who is the Ancient of Days but Jesus Christ? And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And God will have the last say. God will allow the devil to have his time. And many things that are happening now, God is in control. The Bible says God removes kings. He sets up kings. God is in control. Nothing happens in this world unless God allows it to be. Friend, it's time that we pray. It's time that we seek God. It's time that we understand the truth of the Word of God and that we are indeed living in the last days, and that we must understand what God is saying to us, what God is revealing to us in his word, not to make us fearful, not to make us afraid, but to realize that God has a plan, that God knows all about it, that he knows the end from the beginning, that he is indeed the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's the bright and the morning star. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and every knee shall bow of things in heaven, in things in earth, in things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The question is, friend, is are you ready to meet with Jesus?
As we close this Bible study today, we want to thank Brother DeRosier for bringing forth the prophetic scriptures and sharing with us the Word of God. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast that comes to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 on this radio station. And we want to thank the Lord for all of you that have tuned in today. You can reach us on our website at abidinglightchurch.com. You can go there and also get some other preaching messages under the sermons tab, and all of our radio broadcasts that we do, we try to upload them onto the website. So you can go to abidinglightchurch.com and get some other messages if you'd like to hear more preaching and ministering of the Word of God. You can also go and find us on the Facebook. We have a Facebook page here at the Abiding Light Church. It's under Abiding Light Pentecostal Church. And we're over here on the west side of Manchester. That is the Abiding Light Pentecostal Church on 417 Granite Street. That's where we are located over here in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you'd like to come to be with us in a service, we'd love to have you. We're over here at 417 Granite Street. Our Sunday school starts at 10:15 and our regular morning worship at 11 o'clock every Sunday. We also have Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Bible study. So we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. Until next Saturday, God bless you.